It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. People all over the state have been dealing with flooding in their homes in the last few months. Madison got hit last week, and more rain is expected. What do you do if flooding happens? What steps do you need to do to clean it up? Can you save the carpet? Can you save the paneling? Or should we just not save the paneling even in dry weather? How can you tell if you have mold? How can you prevent mold from growing? And how do you make sure you don't have any water coming in ever again? Danny Litford is answering those questions and more. He is a home improvement expert and the host of Today's Homeowner with Danny Litford, which airs on television and radio stations across the country, including here in Wisconsin. Danny, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Carrie. Glad to be with you.
So lots of people in and around Madison currently have very wet basements, thanks to all the recent rain. And dealing with the problem can be a bit overwhelming. Where does somebody even start when they hear that trickle down in their basement or even maybe even in their front room?
Well, certainly, the faster you can address the problem, the better. And it's all about getting as much of that moisture and humidity out of your house as quickly as you can. So anything that's going to soak in that moisture, such as rugs or carpet, any furniture, any of that needs to go out of the house, ideally in an open carport or a garage area so that it can hopefully dry out some, but then immediately get that dehumidifier working. A portable dehumidifier does wonders, and also any type of fan that you can blow to get air circulating will help to dry that air out and to reduce the chance of any mold or mildew from occurring.
Okay, so carpets are easy if you have area rugs, but if you've actually put carpet down, are you supposed to take it out yourself to prevent it from getting wet or wetter?
I would certainly recommend it. Just rolling it up many times, you'll need to cut it in sections in order to make it manageable to remove from the house. But it is something that's extremely hard to save unless you have just some very minor flooding and minor amount of water in there. Then many times you can peel it back a bit, put something under it in order to allow air to flow under it. And, boy, I'll tell you, Carrie, that is some of the worst smells that people ever have.
Yes.
During that time when carpet has gotten wet and before it completely dries, wow, it can take over your home.
That is true. So pumping water out of the basement, say I have about a foot or two, how do I get it out of there?
Well, certainly a lot of the submersible pumps that are available for that very thing. Now, in an area like Madison and other areas that have had such a problem with that, it may be hard to come by, so may have to rely on some friends from adjacent areas to bring one in to you. And then basically it's just an electric motor that you lower down into there. I mean, it's very small. It's not like you have to have, you know, a lot of people help, but put it down in and then have a hose that runs out the basement window or an adjacent door just so that it's pulling that air out over and over and over until you get every single bit of it out. And then even when you think everything's dry, don't think that. Keep the fans going. Keep the dehumidifiers going to continue lowering the humidity. The relative humidity percentage in your home should always be less than 40%. So in a situation like you're in there, you might be 95%. You got to lower it on down so that it does dry out.
And you should probably get a humidity monitor, in your home, right?
Well, I'll tell you, the little digital hygrometers, you can buy them for as little as $10. And it's good to have that, whether you're dealing with flood issues or not, just so that you can be sure that the humidity in your home is manageable, and you can move it around in different parts of the house, almost like a little science experiment, to see just how your air conditioning and heating system is working to mitigate that amount of water and moisture in your home.
So let's say we've got basement covering we've got water covering our basement. We've peeled back the carpet. The water is now lapping into the drywall. Is the drywall savable at all?
A lot of times it is. It's all about how quickly you move. The dangerous part is if it happens to get above any electrical outlets. If that's the case, then it's a very serious matter because you will want to come in and cut a couple feet up, which is a terrible thing to have to do to a home, but to come in and wherever the high water mark is, go a few inches above, cut all of that out, remove the insulation that's there, and really have an electrician inspect the the air conditioning or the electrical outlets very, very closely to make sure that there's no problems with those before you rebuild. And again, drying it out is so critically important, especially when it's open. It'll look dry, it'll feel dry, but until you have that hygrometer in it, and even a moisture meter to probe the wood to make sure that that moisture is way, way low.
So have high-powered fans. Just if you live in a flood-prone area, just have high-powered fans.
It's always good. Just almost any type of fan, even the very inexpensive box-type fan, will move that air. And, of course, if you have a pleasant day, instead of the dehumidifier, go ahead and open those doors and windows as much as you can. If you're low humidity outside, then just blow as much of that fresh air in the home, the better. We'll minimize the smell as well.
So you talked a little bit, Danny, about the smell that comes up when you pull the carpet up a little bit. Is that mold? And if not, how do we know what mold smells like? How do we know when we have mold?
Well, certainly that musty smell that a lot of us are familiar with. If you go into your little cabin that you may have and you haven't been in there a while and you open that door and you're assaulted with that smell of musty odors,
right?
That's certainly a sign of it. And, you know, it takes a while for mold and mildew to form, and it's all about the content of moisture, dark areas, moisture. So having that fan blowing almost immediately neutralizes that happening. Now, it is also good to use a antimicrobial spray. Big, long word, but a very simple product that's available at Home Depot or any of the home centers. And it basically just stops the growth of it. Now, people will, well, I have bleach. Well, don't use bleach. Bleach is only good to kill what you see. It has no residual effect that will help to continue to repel any of the mold or mildew spores from creating more of a problem.
So waterproofing, is there a way that I can do something to the walls of my basement that will stop the rain from coming in to begin with?
Well, there's a couple things, and it actually starts with the outside. You want to make sure that no water is pressing up against the foundation wall. And a good way to do that is to grab the umbrella on the next rain, walk around the outside of your house carefully, and see if any water is ponding, and see if anything is, if that water that's flowing from the neighbor, is it hitting the side of the basement? Can it be diverted? That's number one, is to try to work on the source and make sure that your gutters and downspouts are doing their job to push that water away from the home. That's number one, because the hydrostatic pressure that can be created by that type of scenario is really hard to overcome with anything that you do on the inside. However, on the inside, it's very easy. There's a lot of complicated waterproofing methods out there, which work very well, but I don't think you really need to do that. And to clean very thoroughly, there's a product called TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. A great cleaner, is very readily available. It's a powder you mix with water. Clean the inside walls, whether they've been painted or not. Clean all the inside walls of your basement. Allow it to dry. And then you can use some consumer products like Dry-Lock, which is available in 5-gallon containers. It's latex, so it washes up with soap and water. Very easy to use, and apply two thin coats to your walls. That creates a barrier that'll push that water and keep it away from coming inside your home.
Danny Lipford is a home improvement expert and the host of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, which airs on television and radio stations across the country, including in our state of Wisconsin. Danny, thank you for joining us this morning. It's been really helpful.
Hey, certainly my pleasure, and I hope everything dries out there and works very well for everybody there in Wisconsin.
Me too. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.